Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Why do you think it took the Mets so long to put DeGrom on the IL? I just don't understand it. If you've been listening to me, and if you haven't, welcome. If you've been listening to me for the last week or so, I kind of told you that I don't expect DeGrom to be starting on Sunday. First of all, I didn't expect him to be starting on Sunday, period. And if he did, I wouldn't expect him to do so without any issues. I mean, it's not normal. All right, even if the MRI is clean, great, right? The best things you want to hear in sports. MRI clean. Thank you. Okay. What would be the harm in putting him on the IL immediately and having him miss a couple of starts? What is it, the end of the world? I don't care if it's DeGrom being bullish and his competitiveness and trying to be a hero. You got to be smarter in that spot as an organization to prevent the injury getting worse or the issue becoming worse. And clearly, if a guy starts and cannot finish the game due to discomfort, tightness, whatever, then there's a problem. What, did you think that wasn't going to happen? We could all anticipate it. I mean, at least I speak for the majority of us. We could have anticipated that was going to be the case. What, did you think he was just going to pick up, oh yeah, tightness in his lat to a point where we're scratched, but he's going to pick it up on Sunday and be fine? It doesn't work like that. I mean, how many times have we seen it over the years? It doesn't work like that. If there's an issue significant enough to have a guy miss a start, get pushed back, generally he's not going to be good a few days later. And if it's your ace, the best pitcher in the world, why wouldn't you just have him, put him on the IL and move on? It's not like the Mets are winning every game he's starting anyway. Not DeGrom's fault, obviously. It's a team dating back to 2018. He hasn't exactly been a difference maker for them as far as wins and losses go. Again, this is not a knock on DeGrom, but an obvious knock on the team. So it's not like it's not like they can't survive. This is the point. It's not like they can't survive 2 weeks without him or 3 weeks without him. They actually have depth. The bullpen for the Mets has actually been good this year. And we'll get to Edwin Diaz in a little bit. You know, my favorite. Can't wait to get into Edwin Diaz from the weekend and all the tweets. Oh, he's 5 for 5 in save opportunities. Well, let's throw a party. Anyway, the Mets bullpen has been great. They have depth with the starting rotation. So why wouldn't they just put him on the IL and move on? Let him get rest. Those issues don't get better unless you're resting. And you hope that it's not significant. The Mets are actually good enough to where they can survive a few weeks without Jacob DeGrom. I just thought it was foolish, and the whole process didn't make any sense to me. Skipping a start. And I mean, are they doing it because they don't want anybody to panic? The same way that people panic today or yesterday now as we turned officially to Tuesday morning here. The same way that people panic, oh, he's on the IL, oh, and they're thinking the worst, they expect the worst. I mean, you guys got to stop with that. It's each individual issue is different from the past ones. It's a new regime for the Mets. It's not the same old stuff. You know, you could debate whether the team is good enough or not, you know, to go out there and compete legitimately to win a World Series, but this is not just because it happened 5 years ago. Oh, they say he's going to be on the IL for 10 days, no big deal. Watch, he's going to be out for the entire year. Maybe, but you can't just say because that's the way it was in the past. It's completely different now. Those things can't be controlled. However, you can control not rushing him out there. And the idea that there was even thought about maybe not putting him on the IL is ridiculous. Clearly, it's the same thing what It's a little different, but similar to what the Yankees would judge. If he's hurt, put him on the freaking IL. If DeGrom can't miss his, he can't make his start, just push him back. No big deal. 10-day IL. Why all the fuss? I don't understand it. And I can't wait to get into the Yankees-Rays series. We're going to do plenty of that. As, you know, coming off the off day on Monday where neither team played. The Knicks were off as well, but coming off their big win on Sunday. So I want to get into all that. And the Yanks actually having a huge series. I mean, you could try to downplay it all you want here in mid-May, talking about a huge regular season series. But this is for many reasons. And we'll get into it in a minute. But just the DeGrom stuff, it's not that big of a deal. If it were an elbow issue or a shoulder issue, those would be significant deals. The fact that it's a tight lat or tight back muscle, whatever, just put him on the IL to begin with. And yet here we are a week later, and now you see him take the start, and that makes, to me, it makes things worse. And now you have to wait a little bit longer. And when you think he's ready, you know what I would do? Wait a little bit longer. I always said that, like it's like a hamstring. It's kind of like dating, too. If you think you have the one, just wait a little bit longer. Give it another couple of weeks. When you think you're ready with a hamstring, give it another couple of weeks before you come back. If DeGrom thinks he's ready, no big deal, not give it a couple of weeks or at least an extra week. If you think you found the love of your life, give it a couple of weeks or a couple of months or a couple of years. But the Mets have been, outside of that, the Mets have been red hot, starting to come together as a ball club. The bullpen's been great, something I didn't think was going to be possible during the year. Diaz, you give him credit, he's been okay. I'm not looking at the numbers. I watch him. I still think he's about to implode every time he takes them out, but he's been okay. Familia's been good. May has been as lights out as you can possibly be for an eighth inning reliever as they've had in a while. Maybe since Addison Reed and maybe even before that, dating back all the way to Duane R. Sanchez. That's how good Trevor May is. You don't even worry about him. That's how you should feel with a reliever, a top reliever. I know that not all of them are going to be like that, but with Trevor May, there's never a doubt. Anybody else comes in, I get even Castro, Familia, certainly Diaz. I worry a little bit, a little shaky. Trevor May, no issues. But the Mets, red hot, 5 in a row, and you know, doing it in different ways, playing some good defense. How about Michael Conforto actually looking like a player? How about Francisco Lindor? Now we move past the circus act on Friday night that I don't even want to repeat. I mean, just whatever, as lame as it can be, but that's not the story. The story is, hopefully, not anymore. It's not the story. I mean, I wish we would all stop, including the Mets with the stupid squirrel and the rat stuff. All right, can we actually play some baseball here and focus on baseball? The team's winning. Not a circus show. It's not a zoo. Let's focus on the actual team that's winning and whether that incident with McNeil and Lindor woke Lindor up or not. I mean, it looks like it has. He's been a player, and the Mets themselves just look like they're starting to come together early on this year now as a team. 5 straight, and the 2 huge wins in St. Louis, where it's a tough place to win, salvaging that second game of the doubleheader where when you saw that lineup, it looked like they were going to get swept, no question, and then stealing that game on Thursday against St. Louis, and then obviously sweeping the Diamondbacks. Now an off day before they get the Orioles later on today, and then again on Wednesday afternoon with Matt Harvey on the mound, so that'll be some fun for the Mets as they continue to try to gel and improve as a team. And you can look at the National League East and say the National League East is weak and the Mets should be the winner. Look, long way to go, but I will say the Mets, and they've dealt with a lot already as far as injuries go. You know, Nimmo being out and guys underperforming. Lindor gave them nothing, essentially. Conforto struggled to start. Their depth has been banged up a little bit, even guys like Guillorme and J.D. Davis. So, you know, the Mets have been banged up here. Dom Smith has not really given them much. Starting's been great. The bullpen has been great. And you hope the offense can pick it up. But so far, certainly the last 5 games, they're starting to look like a team that's finding themselves a little bit. Starting to resemble a quality team and come together. The Yankees, you know, you could say the same over their stretch of, 10 games, their homestand. They were great, sweeping the Tigers, taking 2 of 3 from the Stros, and then taking 2 of 3 from the Nationals. While it may not be pretty, so they did it against Scherzer. They did it late in games, beating Brad Hand in a game. You know, not the potent offense that we expect to see with this Yankee team eventually, but Glaber hit a bomb yesterday or on Mother's Day, and that was fun to see. Finally, maybe it gets him going a little bit. Yankees are going to need the bats to get going. But a nice homestand, a really nice homestand. And you look back, the Yankees have not lost a series in a month, essentially, since April 16th, 17th, 18th. To who? To the Rays, when they got swept at home to the Rays. That was the last time this team lost a series. And everybody was panicking. Oh, deeper issues. Maybe it's not the Yankees' year. They have problems. But then they went out there and played solid baseball. And now they find themselves in a good spot here. But in an interesting spot, taking on the team that has absolutely owned them, the Tampa Bay Rays. And right now the Yankees and Rays are tied in the AL East standings. Yankees 18-16, Rays 19-17. Both teams 3 games back of the Red Sox. But it's not about the standings just yet. That really doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. Even when the Yankees were in last place, we told you it was irrelevant. It's about a huge series to the Yankees, or for the Yankees, to show that they can compete with this Rays team that has made them their babies. Is that what the right way to say it? Daddies? No, the Rays are the Yankees' baby daddies. I forget it. I'm a daddy. The Yankees have been owned by the Rays dating back to last year. We thought maybe it was just a regular season, but then no, the Yankees got ousted in the postseason by this Rays team. And then you think, okay, well, maybe it was just last year. And no, again this year, where the Rays right out of the gate taking 2 out of 3 from the Yanks the first time they saw them and then swept them. 5-1. The Rays are versus the Yanks this year after owning them all of last year. So this is a huge regular season series. And if you don't think that the Yankees know that to a man in that clubhouse, I mean, you're sadly mistaken. They need to be able to go in there and show the Rays that they can play with them. Show the Rays that the Rays aren't their daddies. And the Yanks are getting healthy here now, where you expect, you know, Judge will be back in that lineup after a day off outside of pinch hitting, where it sounds like Gio Urshela will be back for the Yankees, and it sounds like Luke Voit will also be back for the first time this year. So the Yankees not only performing better, but starting to get healthy now, and it couldn't have come at a better time for them. Now, they may face Glasnow in this series. I guess the Rays are not sure yet. We'll talk more Rays with their pre and post hosts on the radio for Rays Radio a little bit later in the show and get some insight. But Glasnow may, I guess, go Thursday. He did pitch on Saturday. As of now, it says Rich Hill is supposed to start, and maybe the Yanks would miss the Rays' 2 best starters here, and they would have Cole going in the middle game of the series on Wednesday. But this is an enormous series. They need to send a message, and really, even more than just winning a game, which would be a nice step in the right direction, they need to actually win this series. And then they could kind of exhale a little bit. Go win this series. Just at least get it out of your heads and out of their heads. The dominance. Because you got to feel that. The Yankees know they've been getting drubbed by the Rays, and the Rays know it too. There's no intimidation factor. There's no fear there. The Rays are talented. They're not as talented as the Yankees. They shouldn't even be able to compete with the Yankee resources. And not only have they competed, they've beaten the pulp out of them dating back to last season. And they own them as much as you can. I don't recall it. Now, even growing up as a kid in the 80s, where the Yankees were bad, and maybe I wasn't paying that much attention to it, I don't recall a team owning the Yankees, certainly since the mid-90s. I can't recall a team owning the Yankees as much as the Rays do. I've never seen it. Have we seen it? I mean, I'm sure we can look up the stats. Somebody else can. I'm not going to do it. I'm sure that there are stats out there that would show the dominance from the Rays here over the Yankees. It's historic, dating back 25 years. Has to be. I mean, they don't lose to them. They crush them every series. So the Yankees need to establish that, hey, they're ready to play here against this particular team. And they're not going to see the Rays until then. After this series, you won't see the Rays until the beginning of June, first week of June, in the Bronx. And then one more time at the end of July. And then that's it. That's a wrap until the end of the year. Final 3 games of the season. So this is an important 3-game series in May. The way the Yankees have started, the way they're starting to come out of it a little bit and who they're playing here against the Rays, this is huge as they start a 10-game road trip in Tampa Bay a little later on this evening. 877-337-6666. We'll get to the Knicks and their huge win, maybe even shocking win over the Clippers. Talking about road trips, everybody thought that this road trip was going to define the New York Knicks season. Well, it wasn't. I mean, it's as simple as that. It hasn't, although it's been great. I think even if they lose to the Lakers later on this evening, boy, we got a busy night. Mets and Orioles, Yankees at Tampa, and the Knicks at the Lakers finishing up that road trip. A busy night in New York sports. Nets in action, too, as they're battling for seeding in the Eastern Conference. But, man, the Knicks, even if they lose to the Lakers, and it sounds like LeBron may be back for this one, of course he will, right? I mean, of course he will be. Even if they lose 3-3 on that road trip, you'd take that every day. They needed to get one, at least one, from Denver, Phoenix, and the Clippers, and they did just that after making sure they took care of business against the two teams they should beat in Houston and in Memphis. And that's what they've done all year. And now we're getting closer and closer. The NHL postseason is near. Islanders matchup is set with the Penguins. The NBA postseason is getting close. One more week of regular season action. And then we got the postseason there as well, which should feature both the Brooklyn Nets and the Knicks, which is just going to be incredible. And who knows if they could ever match up. But again, depends on the seeding, and we'll find out more about that these final few games here this week. But the Knicks with a huge win on Sunday, and the way that they do it, even without Randle. You know, if I would have told you, even midseason, oh, the Knicks could win a game against a team like the Clippers without Randle, you know, scoring 30 points or 25-plus points, whatever, you'd be like, what are you, nuts? They need a minimum to do that to have a chance. Well, they're showing you they could do it other ways because of their depth. But it's been just a great year, and it will continue later on this evening taking on the Lakers. So
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.